We've been praying on a regular basis and almost every day for the unbelief. We pray for revival in the church, all y'all, for prodigals to come home, and for the lost to be saved almost every day. And so Dina has a bit of a testimony for us about that.
Like good movies that start with the end at the beginning, I'm going to start at the end and say that my prodigal came home. Yeah. This past few months, I know Sam has been shepherding us toward prayer and how strong that is. And then the past few weeks, shepherding us toward prodigals and prodigals coming home. And I remember at the beginning thinking, I wonder if it's time. I mean, I've always prayed for my prodigal, but I know I had also given that up to the Lord, and I understand that it's in His timing and it is His way that those things work out. I know that He loves my child even more than I do. So I was still at peace about it, even though this thing was so terrible and happening. About 2 weeks ago, I was upstairs in our house, and I got the feeling that, you know, the prodigal's dad probably had his room cleaned and prepared and ready for him to come back. It says that he was watching for him. He was ready for him to come back. I was like, you know what? I haven't cleaned this room, and it's kind of a mess. And I'm sad to say it's still a mess, but I didn't get around to cleaning it. But I say that because another thing that I know has come up recently was Amos 3:7. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing His secret to His servants, the prophets. And looking back, it's like, ah, geez, He told me this was going to happen, and I missed it. I wasn't paying attention, and I missed it. Well, on Tuesday night this past week, July 28th, like I said, my prodigal child came home. And I know that it was through prayer cover. I know that God told us it was going to happen. I know that God's got everybody to praying for this over the past couple of months, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for heeding that call. Thank you for listening. And on July 31st, would that be Thursday, because over the course of this, and when something like this happens, there's a lot of standing in the gap. There's a lot of watching guard over the household and the prodigal and all of those kinds of things. And so my husband and I were kind of taking turns and tag teaming, getting some sleep. And I was up all night long, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, well, let me back up just a second, because the night of the Tuesday night when the homecoming happened, I immediately got on my phone and texted some of my friends about praying and prayer cover and keeping us strong and putting a hedge of protection around all of us and the family, and notified the whole family and everything what was going on. Basically just instituted that prayer and the prayer cover and asking for that. And I know that that's what kept all of us safe, was having that there, and God was poised and ready to do it. Then on July 31st, I was up all night. I was on the night shift, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, just came over me that I needed to put out the call, to text my friends and say, hey, here's kind of the situation, what's an update on it, and call to prayer and everything. And I had a stay, if you will, kind of a, you know, stop. And no, and I said, okay, well, if I'm not supposed to do that, you know, I don't want to bug them in the middle of the night. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's phone goes off. I know mine does. And so I just said, okay, God, call your people then. If you desire, then stir somebody up and tell them to pray over this situation and pray for us. The next morning on my way into work, I happened to check Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook a little too often. And a friend, acquaintance of mine, a friend on Facebook at least, had posted about being up at 3 o'clock in the morning and being called to prayer. And then another friend posted of hers, posted on that as well. I was up at 3 too and praying. And I'm like, you guys, thank you. You know, how cool is that? And just confirmation right away. God said He was going to take care of it. And look, He did. and how awesome that was. Yesterday, I saw weakness in my child's face. I likened it to, you remember back in gym when you had to do pull-ups? Or the girls just got to hang by the bar. And you're holding on, and you're holding on so tight, and you're really strong when you first start out there, and then all of a sudden your face kind of starts to change. I'm slipping. And that's what was going on yesterday. And I saw it in the face, and several other friends that have been involved were calling and texting me and asking me how things were going, and I was able to pass on, pray, and then text other people and say, pray, and we need the prayer cover, and this is a weakness day. And the day before, there was a whole lot of progress, and so we're sore and we're tender because there was a lot of things that had to be dealt with. And instituting that prayer, and then yesterday afternoon, there was a huge situation that kind of came up, and I immediately got on the phone and texted some of my friends, and there was immediate cover. And I thought it was going to be a really, really bad situation. It was a tough situation, but it turned out so good, so good. And when we prayed last night before bed and tucked everybody in, there was a peace, there was a contentment, there was a smile, there was a thank you, Mom and Dad, for loving me so much. I know there's going to be a lot more that we have to do in our situation, but I just want to say out there that I don't think my prodigal is the only one. And I know that there's a lot more, and pay attention and listen to that, those promptings of the Spirit. And even if you don't understand exactly what's going on, hopefully there will be a follow-up, and he will show you, yeah, that's what that was. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you for what that was. One other little thing has kind of come to me over all of this is, you know what, and I do it too. I refer to the power of prayer. I was kind of thinking about it last night and thinking, you know, it, saying it that way, and you can correct if my theology is all off and everything, but it almost, to me, kind of reduces prayer to like a spell or an incantation in that, you know, well, I can control the situation if I use the power of prayer. Like, I want $1 million. I want you to be healed. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And how much even I've seen and grown, I think, through all of this, that the power is the power of God activated, maybe, I don't know.
That's good.
Maybe
you're
activated
doing all right.
Through prayer. It's not so much just activated, because I think God's doing a stuff.
Yes.
He doesn't need us to do it. It's coming alongside him and agreeing with him and paying attention. I meant to bring them, but I have a pair of noise-canceling headphones. It's kind of like putting my noise-canceling headphones on so I can hear what he's saying.
Mm.
So I can hear when he tells me, you know, the prodigal's dad would probably have his room ready. And telling me when this is a weakness day, you need to get some extra cover. And listening and coming alongside. And then I'm the one that gets blessed because I see what he does. And he's like, I got this, you know. And that's where the power comes in. Not so much for what gets done or what doesn't get done, because, I mean, it's in God's timing.
Amen.
But just coming alongside him and being a part of it and being joined in, and that's the power. So I'm trying myself to change and say the power of God through prayer.
Amen. It's excellent. Thank you. Good news. Listen, Dina, need to be careful because of the dynamics around. It's a pretty intense thing where prodigal was, and there's still recovery from that, and so she was very careful about that, and we need to be. But I say that to say this: it took the power of God to get where you are now, to get up out of that.
It was only by the power of God.
It was an intense pig pen that this, and it's going to take the power of God to fully restore and heal through this. So please pray. Can we say her name? Is that okay, or do you want to not do that? Which one? So they know that. Never mind. So let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for Dina. And Lord, for her family and for her prodigal coming home, in Jesus' name we pray, praise you and give you the glory for that. We thank you that it's your power and your people partnered. And Lord, we love answer to prayer. And now we want to pray for the full process. We pray for staying power, healing power, total freedom, restoration in this prodigal's life. Lord, we pray you would fill her with the Spirit, that you would move upon the situation and bring liberty where there's been bondage and healing where there's been, and I pray for protection, and I pray when there's weakness and feebleness, that Lord, that she would learn to wait upon the Lord, and you would renew her strength. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for this testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good job, Nina.
Thank you.
Go, God.
Amen. Great, you can do that. We want to...